The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. Monday a.m. 7:01, the time in Central. We are in Central Time, for those of you who didn't catch that. So if you're dialing into the East Coast in our St. Pete station at 1610 a.m., it's 8 a.m. your time, 8:01. So today, Jennifer London, Dr. Jennifer London, co-author of a new book, Profiles in Character, 16 Americans and the Traits That Define Them, will be joining us next hour, hopefully. Justin Porter, Wayne Elliott, Jeremy Hammond, Brett Oob. We have talked to Brett before, as we have Wayne and Justin. Jeremy Hammond, this will be a new one because he's got a new book out called New York Times versus Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah, you can imagine what that's about. Yeah, the first time I saw the book, I'm just like, I asked Catherine, our producer, I said, can we get this guy on? Yeah, we could do that. Anyway, We're trying to also, and we do have Kathy Barnett. She ran for public office too, but she is an advisor to Vivek Ramaswamy, who is one of the presidential candidates that is like in third place out there, way behind Trump and somewhat behind DeSantis. He and DeSantis are close in the polls, but that's the polls for you. And that's another reason why some of these stories that are out there, they're talking about the nation of Hawaii and what started the Maui wildfires. It is so funny because, you know, you wonder whether AI even wrote the article. Started by an electrical grid failure, and they spelled the word pole. Now, how would you spell power pole? It's because of down power poles was the way that the article was written. But the word polls was spelled like surveys, P-O-L-L-S. Power polls are not spelled like that. Power polls are spelled P-O-L-E-S. Wow. And that makes you wonder whether AI wrote the story. Even for the Epoch Times, I'm just kind of like scratching my head going, geez, guys, don't you even, you know, proofread your stuff before you put it out? Man, oh man, oh man. That to see the little tips like that, you got to be paying attention. While we're at it, I want to pay some attention to Joanne, who's been having a really bad time with pain in her knee, and Al, that he's conflicted again. He wants to have you pray for him that God will deliver his children and grandchildren to Christ to save them from damnation, to bring his justice into situations around the world that target his saints and the innocent, and lead his wife and himself in their immediate future to know his exact will, to relocate or remain in current ministry and redeem occultists who trouble us and heal his eyes. Well, Al, the first thing I want to pray for is for you and Joanne is the pain and the suffering that you're having, Joanne and her knee, and you with your eyes, because you have to have eyes to see and legs to walk. And eyes to see is probably, according to most of the doctors I've talked to, because a lot of people just can't get their head out of mainstream science and mainstream medicine. Your eyes are very important, and if you were blind, you'd be walking into stuff. And see, that's one of the reasons why I'm praying right now for deliverance in that aspect. Same with Joanne and her knee. I want everybody to join me in praying for them Dear Heavenly Father, just lift the situation up. We all are afflicted. Joanne and Al especially are being recognized today because of their affliction, and we just thank you for deliverance from those afflictions, to take away Joanne's pain in her knee and to heal Al's eyes. Christ put his hands on Lazarus's eyes, gave him commands, and as he could see, all because of it, the laying on of hands is ordination. Ordination is the most important thing. Joanne, I want you to put your hands on your knees right now, both of them, and I want you to just pray to God that he's working through you and with the power of everyone here, because we have multiple people listening to this program that if two or more agree and on anything, it shall be added unto them. We just lift the situation up and pray for deliverance of your pain, Joanne, and for Al's healing in his eye. As to the other circumstances that are conflicting with Al, the Spirit is telling me to tell you to make a list of pros and cons as to why you should relocate and to sit down and analyze these things carefully, because God has given you free will to do those things that are most important to you in your ministry and your walk with life. If others are causing you to stumble, the word says to avoid them. And I understand that your family may be just those people. We have all been conflicted with this because of what the government has done. And when people realize, especially those that the term is woke in this day and age politically, when they start to realize that, hey, wait a minute, I haven't talked to my parents in such a long time, or my family is conflicted, and why is that? I can't possibly hate my parents. If I am Al's child, I can't possibly hate my parents and be conflicted, because my parents created me through God out of love. And why should I be conflicted about that? We just lift that situation up to you and thank you, I guess, most for calming your spirit, Al, and that of your wife, to calm both of your spirits, because you need calming right now. You are extremely conflicted. I can sense it just based on what I'm reading here. But my eyes are closed right now, and I'm just praying in the spirit. And I'm thanking you for deliverance. Because, see, it's your free will that God has given you, Al, you and your wife, to make decisions that are beneficial to your union. That is the most important thing right now. God is number one. Family is number two. Country is number three. And you cannot be conflicted about your family, especially if you're walking in the faith, because you're putting God first. Your family will follow, Al. I just have a distinct feeling that their eyes are going to be opened. It may be sometime in the future when they realize, hey, wait a minute, we've seen this before. Maybe Dad was right. These are the things that, you know, you don't even have to say the I told you so speech, Al. I just pray for deliverance in that regard, and thank you for sending people and putting people in the path of your family members and people who conflict you to cast them out, Al. Just avoid them if they cause you to stumble. You can't walk in the faith when you're hanging around people who cause you to stumble. You can hate the sin, but you have to love the sinner. And we just lift that situation up to you, Alan, for all of those of you who are conflicted and afflicted by this very same type of scenario. We just lift this up to you and ask you for deliverance in all of our lives, to remove the confliction and rebuke Satan from our lives, from around us, in the name of your son, Yeshua. Can I get an amen, please? Thank you. I know, you know, when we have prayer, see, and we don't do, you know, a lot of people need this healing. Dustin in Michigan, you're on. Do you have something we need to pray about?
Yeah, I would say we need to pray for discernment, that we don't burn our soapbox and make it where people can't listen all over the world. Thank you.
Good point. Good point, Dustin. Thank you. See, this is wisdom. What you just said, Dustin, is wisdom. Points to knowledge applied. That is what wisdom is. is what God is teaching you. Remember what I said before about you being motivated by the Spirit? And look, we're not having this Jesus, come to Jesus. We're not having that kind of meeting here. We're talking about walking in the Spirit, walking in love, loving your neighbor as yourself. We're talking about just living life. That's what we want you to do. We want you to live normally. You know, we don't want you to be conflicted, and we certainly don't want you walking around in fear like much of this nation is. And they're walking around in fear because they don't understand what you understand. You have been awakened. Your eyes have been opened. Theirs are still closed. It's unfortunate. Even our churches are conflicted, and they're teaching things that aren't correct. They're not teaching us to walk in love and walk in the Spirit, but the Spirit tells you. Wisdom is what you say. How you say it is your business, because you move your mouth, you move your lips. But what you say is God's business, and if you pray in the Spirit to have God put the words on your lips, if you're walking in the Spirit, what you say out of your mouth will be God's business. See, if you start just going off and letting your emotions dictate, you're not walking in the Spirit, you're not walking around in what we call renewed mind. That's something even Ephesians, the book of Ephesians and Corinthians and Thessalonians even talks about, is walking around in renewed mind. It's like my wife sometimes says to me, how can you tune out all these things? I said, you know, because she has a problem sometimes doing that. And, you know, most people do. If something really just emotionally frustrates you and you just, you want to get it out of your system, sometimes you just want to go outside and scream in the woods. You know, whatever it takes to get it out of your system. That's the old saying, cliche. But the thing is you got to pray for a renewed mind. And that's how you tune things out that are bugging you. You just rebuke them, cast them out. Christ did. He cast out devils. Of course, now, if you don't have that kind of belief system going on, I could see why you'd be a little more conflicted than normal. It's okay. Like I said, going to church every Sunday doesn't make you a Christian. Walking in love and the faith and the Spirit of Christ is what makes you a Christian. Standing up for what you believe in, and not like Karen Kingston running off to Mexico because some former FBI agent told her that she was on a hit list because she's a whistleblower. You know, see, when you start, I mean, most of us, I mean, anybody, Alan in Texas, any of these folks that are out there preaching the truth, well, we could all have a target on our back. Do you think that makes me sit here and worry every morning that, oh my God, I got to watch what I say because they might come after me? They or them. There we go with the Mel Gibson thing, conspiracy theory. You know, I got to look at the stuff and I got to laugh. See, this is part of what they want. They want you to walk around in fear. You're not supposed to do that. God said not to walk around with the spirit of fear. Well, so if you want your eyes opened even more and you want to take control of your health and healing, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Edward Group, Dr. Jana Schmidt, and Dr. Henry Ely are going to be live at the Hilton Granite Park in Dallas, September 8th and 9th. And I know that Priscilla Romans from Grace Care will be there also. They probably will have vendor booths. And that's how they help pay for the hotel, is they sell vendor booths. And so you're probably going to see Grace Care and stuff if you go. It's a fun event. It's very similar to Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. Their website is healingfortheages.com. And if you can't attend personally, but you want to see it streamed worldwide, you can register at healingfortheages.com and use the promo code POWERHOUR, and we will make sure that you get hooked up, all right? And you can watch the event. If you are listening to the Power Hour on your phone, the correct number is 631-359-8232. Share it with your friends. Give them a first-time dose of the Power Hour if they've never heard it before. Understand that we're here to enlighten people, not make them entitled. No, enlightenment is where it's at. That means you're walking in the Spirit. I mean, just like John, remember that in Revelation? St. John the Divine was having a conversation in the Spirit He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He was dreaming. And all of these visions came to him. It's amazing how word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits can come into your life if you just ask. It is amazing. And see, the last of the nine manifestations of the spirit is faith, miracles, and healing. The word faith is the Greek word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. It means action, believing. In other words, ordination, laying on of hands, that's action. That's why I told Joanne to put her hands on her knees and pray with everyone else to get an amen to overcome this pain in the knee. We have a lot of different things on the Power Hour that we prescribe. Actually, we don't. I mean, we subscribe to. Let's put it that way. You know, we have the X4000 curcumin, right? And let's see, what other pain relief do we have out there besides aspirin? You know, we don't want people to constantly have to be popping aspirin, but it's out there. You know, the clay bath, the living clay, head-to-toe living clay by Perrier, that's a good thing to take a bath in, especially if you have joint problems. These are things that we can suggest. We're not doctors here. But, you know, a lot of the vendors we work with create stuff to make our lives easier. Maybe they were motivated by the Spirit of God to do this. There's a purpose for them being on this earth, and that's to serve others. That's why I'm here. My mission is to bless others' lives every day. We pray for that. Every day my wife and I pray for every single prayer to include the opportunity to bless others' lives. And we do it just by our walk. Al, understand that that is available to you and your wife. It's always been. So, wow. It is amazing how life teaches us things, isn't it? It's amazing how our kids teach us things. I always, you know, I talk to my kids that way. Yeah, I got five of them. Some of them have the four-legged kind, and a lot of them have the two-legged kind. And the two-legged kind are constantly teaching their parents about how their parents used to be when they were growing up. Oh, my mother used to say that. You're going to get yours. You just wait till you have kids and they grow up. And I go, yeah, Mom, I get it. They're going to teach me a lot about myself, aren't they? I'm going to look back and go, man, I acted like that, didn't I? I got to warn my child not to act like that. See, we can look back and we can laugh at stuff like this. This is one of the reasons why I talk about parenting. People, you know, can you imagine their dates coming to the door to meet me? I mean, can you imagine that? Oh, my goodness. Well, see, my parents used to grill all my dates. And I was like, oh, my God, would you stop? So, you know, I mean, we've all had our little conflicted issues with parents because parents are so overprotective. They want to make sure we're not going to be harmed by someone and we're not going to go out and, you know, way back when, because my parents were Lutherans, it's like, you can't have sex, you'll get gonorrhea and die. See, that's how they were brainwashed. Wow. See how times have changed? Yep. You just pray for this nation. That's what this nation really needs, some serious healing. That's one of the reasons why we're here. Power Hour Radio Show is here for that reason. We appreciate your donations also by going to thepowerhour.com and clicking the Support Us tab. Or you can snail mail your donation into P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Call Jay directly when the Power Mall opens in 45 minutes or less. Central Time at 877-817-9829. And, of course, all of our partners out there, if you shop through the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com, please take a few minutes to call or email and let us know you bought through the Partners tab so that we can get credit. That's how it works. We have newsletters you can subscribe to. All the news I talk about and don't get a chance to, we'll be doing an after hour today, later on in the day, of course. Because there's so much news today. We've got over 60 news stories out there to share with you. And we may not have time throughout this hour and a half that I've got to share with you. I know Jennifer London's going to be talking about a new book, and see, that may just, you know, get us through a half hour. Because normally when we're talking to book authors, we spend at least one segment with them, in all fairness. The Power Hour is on Substack, on thepowerhour.substack.com. I'm also on there at davekrieger.substack.com. And of course, for those of you who want another way to listen to the Power Hour radio show, we've got ricksatelliteusa.com, where you can go get yourself a Galaxy 19 Ku band free-to-air satellite system for $269, including shipping. And we still have one dish to give away. So, for those of you who want to enter for the drawing, you basically send a snail mail letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or in the alternative, you email us to support@thepowerhour.com, support@thepowerhour.com, and let us know. Include your name, address, and phone number. And tell us why you think you deserve to win this dish system. Isn't that cool? Because of the donations, that's why we're able to give the dishes away. And of course, if you want to donate so that we can continue to do that, you can call Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, or Missouri, if you live there and you're a local, at 816-228-1801. And Rick is a Christian. He listens to the show every day, and he would be more than happy to talk to you about whether or not a system like this would work for you, because you can listen to more than just the Power Hour on Channel 1. This week, we have 10% off Advanced Eye Complex CS. Al, it's a good thing. Hear that? Al, you need to get yourself a couple of bottles of this and try it. 10% off North American Urban Spice products. Silver Mist Additive, we have two left at 50% off on closeout. For those of you that want the Silver Mist Additive, this is a humidifier concentrate. I'm holding up a bottle of it in my hand right here. I got two of them left. You can get them half off if you want to add Silver Mist to your humidifier, if you have to use one, all right? We also have the DuraFlow water filter replacements, which fit your Berkey's water filter. They are now available at the Power Mall via dropship orders. And, of course, the Miracle 2 neutralizer powder makes a gallon. It's easier, and you can save money on shipping using a powder concentrate. All Strauss natural products, by the way, and Grown by Nature products are available for auto ship and drop ship. In addition to the weekly promotions, you can also go to thepowermall.com and check out the daily deal, if it's there. I'm hoping there's a new one up. For those of you first time ordering here on the Power Mall, you can get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST10. That's first and the number 10 at checkout. The discount also applies to phone orders. If you don't have internet, you want to call the Power Mall after 8 a.m. Central, 877-817-9829. Request the Power Mall catalog and use the code FIRST10 if you're a first time shopper and get 10% off your order. I'm going to, in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to get through the top five news stories, and then we'll come back on the other side of the break with world news and what's going on in your neighborhood. Both California and Nevada governors have declared a state of emergency, and evacuations have been ordered in certain areas like Catalina Island as Hillary weakens to a tropical storm from what she was, and Hillary spelled with one L because God only knows all the pictures show the hurricane swirl, you know, with Hillary Clinton's picture in the middle. Oh, they're having a blast with that one. But see, here's something odd that just happened. There was a 5.5 magnitude earthquake in L.A. called a hurricane. Believe it or not, hit L.A. Sunday afternoon while Southern California is going through this tropical storm. Reports indicate the epicenter occurred 2 miles north of Ojai near Santa Barbara. No any indication of severe damage at this point. Drinking water in Maui is still unsafe, even if they're using water filters. Boy, this must really be some bad stuff. The narrative still is the fires. May, the word may. I put that in all capital letters for you, those of you getting the email blast. May have been started by an electrical grid failure. See, here's the thing. We all know about the grid, right? I'm not going to preach to the choir here. Hawaii Electric had every opportunity to fix its problem and didn't do that. And see, when you just let your grid go on and just do your thing and rake in all that profit. Yeah, look at all the money we're making. Yeah, when you just sit there and neglect your own backyard, this is what happens, if, in fact, that is the narrative. More and more Hawaiians, as I am understanding it with communication over the weekend, really think that a directed energy weapon was used in parts of Maui. Food for thought. Authorities ordered an entire community in Washington State, Medical Lake, Washington, 3,000 acres. This is the Gray Fire. It took mere hours for 35-mile-an-hour winds to cause the Gray Fire to spread across 3,000 acres, according to NBC News. So an entire community of 2,000 residents in Medical Lake, Washington, was ordered to evacuate. They're probably going to come back to a burned-out shell of a house. California has a bill, SB 596. If you're living in California, you really need to pay attention to this. It was introduced by State Senator Anthony Portantino, Democrat from Glendale, would expand an existing law that punishes those who come to school board meetings and create substantial disorder. Which means if you go in and you are showing up to protest something or oppose transgenderism and racial ideology in your curriculum, well, that now makes it a crime and they can arrest you. It would criminalize parents' protests at school board meetings. This is another reason why parents are pulling their kids out of schools, because they don't want them exposed to this garbage. Wow. And now it's in your face. Now the California State Assembly is doing what it thinks everybody needs. No, it's what they need for control. They want to criminalize parents. They want parents to shut up so that California can turn into an entire state of LGBTQ plus IA, whatever acronym. Wow. Yep, the whole state of California. Could you imagine that? The whole state? Why not just all the normal people move out of California and all of the LGBTQ move into California? So it's just one state that condones sin, total disregard for children's lives. Yeah. You can see where this is going. And California, not the only state out there that's doing this. There are other blue states, too, that are facing serious problems. 10 of them, to be exact. Former President Trump has canceled a press conference set for today that he'd intended would unveil a conclusive report proving election fraud in Georgia. Well, maybe it's a good thing that he didn't. Yeah. Don't worry, the truth will come out. That's our top five news stories. We will be back with more world news and discussion about what's going on in your backyard after these messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Right in the middle of my second cup of coffee. Yep, do you exist on coffee? Yeah, it's what wakes us up sometimes. I know. Many of you don't drink coffee. Good for you. It just took something out of your budget. You can save all that coffee you've been prepping to use it for a barter item in the future. Who knows? I just mentioned it because it just hit my head. In world news, not a lot of it that really means much these days, but Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon. It spun into an unpredictable orbit before a planned touchdown could take place, according to Russia's State Space Corporation. Hey, at least they told you it happened. Luna 25 is no more. Canadians on Thursday last were outraged to discover, and we're just now hearing about it, the price of plane tickets out of Yellowknife. Remember, we told you last week that they were being told to evacuate to escape the wildfire, and many had to evacuate by plane. And the airlines were charging thousands of dollars per seat to evacuate. Would you cry foul over that? I would think so. To me, it would be way cheaper to fly private at that point in time. Find yourself a private aircraft because it'd be a heck of a lot cheaper than what the major airlines would want to find that out. With the economy in crisis, China is now doing what most authoritarian countries do. Watch because it's happening in D.C. This is the world's second largest economy. What do you think is the first one? If you said the U.S., you were correct. China's consumer sector, this is the second largest economy in the world, is in bleak shape as the consumer sector fell into deflation last month for the first time in 2 years. Global demand for Chinese products is weakened, sending imports and exports tumbling. Millions of young people are jobless. I guess we have to ask ourselves, do I feel sorry for them because I don't want to buy China? I want to support our country first. I want to buy products made in USA. I want to send a message to Walmart. I don't want to buy garbage made in China because it always doesn't last very long. Clothing made in China breaks down, falls apart. Ever notice that? Stuff made in Bangladesh and Vietnam, even though we know it probably is made in a sweatshop, lasts longer than some of the stuff made in China. It's just cheap. They put a lot of people to work that way, making cheap stuff. Wow. That means if it breaks down, you got to go out and buy another one, right? Huh. China's economic growth is on the verge of a meltdown. And of course, China itself doesn't want to say anything about it. U.S. hedge funds, as a matter of fact, are aggressively dumping Chinese stocks. So Beijing, of course, is turning back to the old playbook that authoritarian regimes do, and that's to bury the unflattering data. Amazing how that works. Children, by the way, this is the thing. China can't make up its mind about the number of children in a family. Used to, they would punish you if you got pregnant and you had more than a certain number of children, like one. And their big thing was you need to stop procreating. Well, now the U.S. has a rent-a-womb industry. I don't know if you knew about this. I was reading it. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. All these surrogate parents. And see, what they do is the Chinese folks that want to be parents donate their sperm to a surrogate mom in the United States who then impregnates herself with it. Babies born this way automatically gain U.S. birthright citizenship. Think about that. I mean, the rent-a-womb industry that is proliferated throughout China has been burgeoning in the U.S. for about a decade, particularly in California, where laws regulating commercial surrogacy and in vitro fertilization are permissive, according to a research associate for the Center for Life, Religion, and Family at the Heritage Foundation. Could this also pose a national security risk? Think about that. The decorated French general in charge of the ambitious big budget restoration of the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, Jean-Louis Georgelin, has died at the age of 74. He, stone by stone, was restoring the wounded beauty, according to President Emmanuel Macron, if that makes a difference. We don't really need to hear it from Macron because most of us don't care what he thinks. But we just thought we ought to let you know that the guy that was heading up the restoration has passed on. That's a look at our world news here at 38 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. For those of you coffee drinkers, you remember that song, A Day in the Life? And they get to that part where it says, woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. And then they're talking about, I went upstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Yeah, you remember that song from way back when. Some things we can't shake. You know, I'm a musician, so I all these lyrics and stuff. And my board op, Todd, likes to play Stump the Band with me in the mornings, too, sometimes. It's rather interesting before we go on. you know, that's, see, we can have fun on the show. That's the whole idea. That's why the phone lines are open. 844-769-2944 if you have anything you want to add to our conversation. The Trump indictments, remember the acronym DARVO, D-A-R-V-O, because if you read in the story, The Trump indictments are meant to demoralize and provoke Americans. Okay? That's according to James Lindsay. He's a author and commentator. The first is to overburden the GOP frontrunner in the public eye, making the situation so messy that voters lose hope in him as a candidate. The second is to provoke the American public into giving up the rule of law. Now, of course, he said this on American Thought Leaders at Epoch TV, referring this situation that people in the know refer to as the fifth generational warfare. He said, although it may sound convoluted, it is simple once you look at the tactics. See, Mr. Lindsay is suggesting that the several tactics being used against President Trump, from a psychological tactic narcissistic abusers are known to use to Marxist strategies outlined by Saul Alinsky in his book Rules for Radicals. The us versus them in this case is not a left or right matter, but normal people who believe in the American experiment. Whether left, right, center, Democrat, Republican, white, black, doesn't matter. Everybody who believes in America and the Western civilizational project is who is the us in the us versus them dynamic. The people who want to destroy and break that are using us to do it to them. Yeah, and it's the them that are doing it. We can formulate countermeasures once we understand how their tactics work, which is one of the reasons why we put this story in there. And I told you at the beginning of the story to remember the word DARVO. Okay, it's an acronym. Deny, attack, reverse victim, and offender. All right? Every time something comes out, they deny that it happened. They attack the person making the accusation. Then they try to reverse the roles of the victim and the offender, so they're the poor victim. But somebody else is the offender. DARVO. Deny, attack, reverse victim, and offender. Remember that. This is what they're doing. And if you're going to fall for this stuff, I'm sorry. Federal judges in Georgia and Texas have struck down key provisions of voting laws passed 2 years ago as Republicans are seeking to bolster election integrity after allegations of fraud and other irregularities during the hotly contested 2021 or 2020 presidential election fueled calls for elections to be made more secure. Yep. The now abolished provision requires that mail-in ballots be rejected if they bear a different Texas driver's license number or ID number of the voter than what was on their original application for voter registration. Now, the sensical person would look at that and go, what's wrong with that? You're using a driver's license to identify who you are, so your vote counts. What's wrong with that? Well, apparently, federal judge in Texas, Xavier Rodriguez, whatever you want to call him, he's a U.S. District Court judge. You see, they can come in and they can attempt to mess with this stuff. All you got to do is just file a lawsuit. And of course, for those of you who weren't too concerned about this, Biden is quietly auctioning off all of the border wall parts to stunt the Republican effort to restart construction. Just so you know. Now, all these people are just, yeah, whatever. Come on over. Yeah, let's party. Let's go rape, pillage, and plunder. George in Canada, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine, because we're on, the side of truth, justice, the American, and the godly way, so that's always breath of fresh air for everyone. And the war against evil is all-pervasive. There's a little segue in it that happened in Ottawa that is very pertinent, and I'd like to bring this warrior's charm and bravery to boot. She's a police detective with the Ottawa Police, Helen Gruce. She's with the Sexual Assault and Child Abuse Unit. And she's been charged under the Police Act for conducting an unauthorized project between June 2020 and January 2022 by probing into the sudden deaths of 9 infants that, may have been victims of this abusive system of the vaccine and what it's done to their parents and passed on to the children. So that's just a definite no-go. A lot of people always say, well, why don't the police check this or check that? Well, that's what happens to you. If you step out of the box and you try to lead the charge in a new direction, they're going to come after you, and it's professional suicide. So there's a former Toronto police detective by the name of Best. He's participating in this, and it's hopefully I can get a hold of her, because I would suggest that, you know, even if you got to fall on your sword, do it by private information. You and Detective Best have all the skill sets needed. You prosecute the court into court this case and save the children, because we are fighting for our lives. Another broadcaster sent me a video I'd seen originally in 2015 and forgotten about. It's the International Conference on the New World Order held in Malaysia. The Prime Minister, Mahathir bin Mohamed, speaks. I've got it posted on my website. For some surprising reason, it's still on YouTube, although I did make a copy. We're going to kill 6 billion people. We're going to use, as you said before, all the trickery and chicanery, coercion, implicate you with fear, tear you apart with propaganda, scare you to accomplish this. He's very proud of it. And he's also very proud of our future and what's going to happen to us. Your only peace will be the peace in the grave. So it's amazing how a world leader can say this in front of a large audience, that it's recorded, and that we still don't understand what's happening to us. And we think it's, something that just came out of the blue, and patented bioweapons are being put in our body to help us get the numbers up to that magic 6 billion. Slowly at first, faster and faster, as we're committed into this that we can no longer escape. So if you haven't taken it, or if you only took a couple, don't take any more, because this is the game plan to kill 6 billion people on this earth. And they're God's people, whether they know it or not. And that's why we have to stand up and protect Eden. A lot of people wonder why Elon Musk put X instead of the little bluebird. It's an Egyptian symbol. It's the picture of the crook and flail of Azur, commonly seen with pharaohs holding them across their chest in an X pattern. And this is symbolic of our return to Egypt again, our capture as a species, as a society that was liberated by Moses, because he wants you to have all this digital accoutrement to get on his site now, facial recognition or whatever mark of the beast system they have. So it is highly recommended you avoid it and many of those things. The X also is symbolic for a dead person. So he's openly boasting and showing his mark for all of us to see, but we cannot see because those who have eyesight are blind. And for people with eye troubles, myself included over the years, I found a great supplement. Power Hour vitamins were great. And another one, too, that contains something called Ludamax 2020. That was awesome at restoring your eyesight. So if you find a product with Ludamax 2020 and you're squinting a little too often, you just can't be surprised. I ran out once and didn't buy any more, and then I deteriorated very quickly without that. So something to keep in mind to keep them peepers going and stay on top of the game, because we have to be on top of the game more than anyone else, because we're the Power Hour team. And if you haven't seen that video on the forensic arborist looking into the California fires, I would recommend you do that too. His name is Robert Brehm. And what he knows about trees, you know, you can't find anybody that knows about trees like that. And he hiked through all the California forests, saw everything. The plastic didn't melt. The steel melted. And windscreens melted. It takes 2,200 degrees to melt a windscreen. The hottest fire can be 1,400 degrees, but only with an accelerant. Usually it's around 300 degrees. So somebody's playing with something down there. And when you see this sure photographic sounds like it. Evidence, blows you away. So pray to God. Pray for his Eden. It's under attack like it's never been under attack before. And we're not going back to Egypt.
No, we're not. I appreciate it. Thank you, George Freund, for those wonderful words of wisdom and wit, as you usually do, make common sense out of confusion. And we appreciate you so much. God bless. Folks, understand, too, that Elon Musk, he's not your friend. His little X campaign now is looking for applicants. I'm going to move down the list of things because I think that what George just brought up. He's looking for applicants to serve on a censorship team to block out information about anything upcoming having to do with pandemic or the elections, or you pick a subject. They will determine whether or not it's disinformation, misinformation, and they will censor you. See, nothing has changed. He can say all the things he wants to. George just pretty much spelled it out, what X means. X is also what people who haven't learned reading, writing, and arithmetic sign their name with an X. They have to sign it in front of a witness. It's like you're dead in the water. You can't exist. Can you imagine not being able to read or write or what Jethro Bodine calls ciphering? Yeah. Jingle, Jed. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, even just basic math. I mean, you know, what's really sad is a lot of our kids don't even get basic math. Wow. Maryland authorities now are claiming that they have a new case of locally acquired malaria, making the state the third in the country to report a case in recent months. Well, the person was hospitalized, is now recovering. Understand that malaria is a parasitic disease brought on by a mosquito. And if the government now is unleashing mosquitoes into our environment with the intention of injecting us with a vaccine or injecting us with malaria to further sicken the population, you would probably not, in most circles, be accepted. You would probably be called a conspiracy theorist. The mainstream course of things does not like you coming out and saying, you know, I read between the lines yesterday and I'm not liking what I'm reading. Because, see, first off, when you get people like what George was just talking about that get in front of large crowds and say, we need to eliminate 6 billion people, let's figure out ways to do it. And he just, I mean, it's in your face. Now, maybe those people out there that are woke, maybe they need to see that. Maybe you need to send them the video of this guy saying, okay, and then you ask a very simple question. Are you one of the 6 billion people this joker is talking about? And how do you think they're going to get rid of you? Now, maybe that might wake them up. Maybe they'll go, oh, well, it's not me. They wouldn't. See, again, we're back to this cognitive dissonance problem with people sitting around going, well, I'm a good, dutiful little taxpayer. Why would the government want to kill me? Because you're here. Because they think they're all powerful and you are nothing. You are God's child. The way it is. Robert in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to tell you, they were supposed to have the Republican debate on last night, the first one, and the Lion News didn't even have it on. All they did was have the liars on for 3 hours talking about what piece of crap we are.
Nah. Oh, my.
They didn't even have it on. It was supposed, first they were supposed to have the pre-debate discussion and then the debate, and they didn't even have the debate. And you should have seen the TV was going nuts. It was the TV was going back and forth between time frames. I couldn't believe it. Did anyone else catch that or not?
Good morning. I don't know. That's a question we need to ask our audience. Appreciate your call, Robert. Thanks for tuning in because I didn't watch it. I'm not going to sit here and watch all these wannabes that are going to basically denigrate themselves into obscurity. Politically, they're just ruining their own situations by even getting in the mix. Now, we're going to have Vivek Ramaswamy's key player. She's going to be on the show with us this week talking about it. And believe you me, you have every opportunity, Robert, and all the rest of you out there listening, to call up and rip into this guest and ask legitimate questions. I don't want you calling up and chewing on her, because, you know, she's not the candidate. She did run for office once, unsuccessfully, albeit, but she gets it. She gets politics. She understands what's going on. And you can ask her, and she knows how Vivek thinks. So you got to wonder, you know, if you don't want, a lot of people are like, well, that guy is practicing Hindu, like Tulsi, and I don't want a Hindu practicing person in the White House. They're supposed to be a Christian. See, this is how crazy it gets, which is one of the reasons why we're going to try to reach out to Dr. Jennifer London and discuss his profiles and character book, 16 Americans and the Traits That Defined Him, to actually get into the nuts and bolts of how our constitutional republic was formed. Thank you so much for listening this hour. We'll be back with more entertainment for you, of course, and information after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.